Today from the Ohio Newsroom, quenching data centers' thirst.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Ohio ranks fifth nationally in its number of data centers. Among the factors bringing in businesses like Meta, Amazon, and Google is a perceived abundance of water here, which the centers need to cool their servers. But as data centers move in, Ohio communities are grappling with how to promote growth while managing the finite resource. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford has more.
A year's worth of Marysville water laps in a reservoir north of the city. Public Service Director Jeremy Hoyt says the water level normally sits above the dock that we stand on.
You can kind of see the staining. It's usually up here. We just have not been able to fill it with the drought.
More businesses will come to rely on this reservoir. Two data centers will drink up around 10% of the Central Ohio City's water capacity. Hoyt says they've planned for growth, but they recently came to a realization.
We should start curtailing and limiting the use that the data centers have on our water system.
The data centers in Marysville are two of 191 in the state. That number has increased 10% just from the start of the year. And these data centers need water. How much depends on who you ask. The New York Times found a large Meta data center in Georgia used as much as 500,000 gallons a day. But the Data Center Coalition points to a year-long study that shows the majority of Virginia data centers use less than 10 million gallons a year, about the same amount as a large office building. Helena Volzer with the Alliance for the Great Lakes says Ohio data centers' water usage isn't easy to pinpoint.
In general, you know, we don't have a good sense of what the water use footprint is of a data center.
That's because data centers aren't required to disclose the amount of water they use. Volzer says less than a third track their use at all.
You know, this makes the demand planning picture very difficult.
She wants the state to require companies to disclose their water usage and do more water demand studies, like the one the Mid-Ohio Regional Planning Commission, or MORPC, conducted across a 15-county region last year. MORPC Water and Natural Resources Program Manager Edwina Tay says the regional council found,
generally, we have abundant water to meet our needs.
But she says increased industry is starting to stretch the region's capacity. To keep up, Central Ohio will need more water infrastructure and conservation strategies, like the reuse of recycled, non-potable water.
So that reduces withdrawals of fresh water. That can be channeled to meeting our everyday usage, including drinking.
A spokesperson for the Data Center Coalition says data centers are also innovating to reduce their water usage. They're incentivized to because water is a major cost. Still, some municipalities are pumping the brakes. Two Ohio townships, including one served by Marysville Water System, have considered moratoriums or outright bans on data centers, citing concerns over utilities. Hoyt says Marysville is weighing both the economic growth a data center can bring and the resources it will use up.
You know, if somebody wanted 20% of our capacity, but they're creating 20,000 jobs, that's a different conversation than if they're creating 100 jobs. You know, so we try to look at it holistically, not just from the water perspective, but what's going to be the best for the community.
They're not yet turning data centers away, but Hoyt says they're not just going with the flow either. They've already bought land for another water plant in anticipation of increased demand. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Marysville.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.